Brian?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Hi, Brian. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you?
Yeah.
Hi. Thank you for texting. That was a good idea because I saw it. So I wanted to finish. I know yesterday we started going over some options, and you were telling me the only reason you were wanting to cancel was due to finances, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. So I know one option I gave you yesterday is I can, as a courtesy, push that next billing out to February 14th, and that reflects giving you 2 weeks of service for free, okay? And then my objective in doing that is, you know, hopefully you finish getting your business verified and your phone starts ringing with some new clients by then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that. I'm not sure. I don't know. I got a lot of shit going on right now, and I'm just stressing the fuck out.
I bet.
I mean, I'm hoping, you know, this snows its ass off for the next fucking 3 days, because I get paid good money when it snows.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good sign, right?
Yeah, we got a storm coming right now, so I'm hoping it snows like crazy.
That's awesome.
So that's going to help, but we can do that. I mean, it's just, you know, that's something, you know, we can start there, I guess. It's like I can see how the next couple weeks go.
That's what I would do, absolutely, because, you know, if not, you're going to have to pay that early termination fee, and I don't want that to happen.
Well, I mean, yeah, regardless, you guys will get your money.
I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about you getting the results that you signed up for, right? Because that's the main thing is if you see an explosion of results and you have some client calls coming in and some jobs lined up, then probably you're going to keep it because why would you go on profit, right?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I also see that Sherry had reached out to you about the phone verification that Google was asking for. So what I'm going to do is see if they're available right now to send that to you. What would happen is they'll just text you a little 5-digit code, and you'll read it back to me, and then we'll submit it to Google, and then they'll allow, you know, to get, you know, re-verified. So I'm just waiting to hear back.
I thought I've already been verified.
It had been verified, and now it said fresh off the presses that there was a phone verification needed. Maybe that wasn't you. Hold on, let me see, because I was looking at Sherry's note earlier, and now I don't see it. It says my site order, the website's up, Google Business Optimization complete. Let me see, they're writing me back, checking. Okay, they're going to check on it for you, so 1 second. If it's needed, you could just read the code back to me if they send it. If it's not needed, then he's going to tell me that he doesn't even have to send the code, which will be a good sign. So let's just wait and see what he says here. Because there was a note from Sherry on the account that re-verification was needed. Oh, okay. Phone PIN verification isn't available. It's video verification. Okay, so what's happening right now, just so you know, behind the scenes, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So what they're asking you to do is just verify that you're a valid business in the area so that we can publish you on the first page. So they just resent you a manager invite, and there was an email that was sent on the 19th. I can resend it if you don't want to go through your old ones. I can send you a fresh one. And it's a quick 10-minute process, Brian. You just go on there, and you upload a couple of things to show that you're a business in the area. It's going to have about 8 suggestions on that email. It'll say, you know, send a state registration or a license or a insurance policy, tools or equipment, a work vehicle with your license plate. You don't have to stress out and send all 7 or 8 items on there. Let's say you only have 2 or 3 of them. That's perfectly acceptable. Just send over what you can, and then that's going to help that verification or that re-verification to go through smoothly, okay? So let me just see. Action needed. Oh, yeah, there it is. Action needed. Brian, start your Google video verification. So I'll send that to you, and you don't have to drop everything and do it right now, but if you could do it maybe sometime over the weekend, it would be absolutely phenomenal because it's going to help you get results quicker. And then if you get on there and you have any trouble uploading or anything like that, just give me a call, and then I can get you over to someone in that department that can actually walk you through it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but at least for now, you're paid in full until February 14th, so I'll have them continue with the programming and everything, and then if you need anything in the future, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right.
Okay, and I keep my prayers for you that the snow keeps coming. You're the first person in the Midwest that wants the snow to keep coming.
I love it.
Awesome.
I make a lot of money when it snows, so why wouldn't I?
I love it. That's awesome. No, that's really good. I definitely understand. I would be the same way. If that's your money-making time, you got to take advantage of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, $125 an hour is pretty stupid to not want it to snow.
Exactly. Yep. Where was I talking to yesterday? I couldn't believe it. I think it was in Michigan or Indiana. I was talking to someone and they were having a snowstorm and they said that they were running out of salt. And I said, I never heard of that before.
Michigan gets obnoxious amounts of snow.
Yeah.
They can't plow. Sometimes they can't plow their roads. They have to have like ginormous fucking commercial snow blowers cut the roads out. Like you're talking like 10, 15 feet of snow. That would not be enjoyable.
Yes.
That's like a different level. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. I remember those days. I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago and it would get like that. It would get like 2 feet.
Well, you must have been close to the lake, because
we were right off Lake Michigan. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a lake effect. Most places don't get that kind of snow.
Yeah. But, you know, the funny thing is the person I was talking to said they're out of salt, but you know where they get the salt from? I'm like, no. Well, it's under the lake. It's under Lake Michigan, and it's under Lake Erie, and I don't know how they're running out of salt. And then I thought to myself, isn't lake fresh water? It's not salt water. So,
Great Lakes are. Great Lakes are salt water.
They are. They're salt water. Me growing up in Chicago, I never knew that because, now we're in California, and it's a whole different feel to go in the Pacific Ocean as opposed to Lake Michigan, you know? But interesting.
Right.
Well, now I learned something. In case I ever go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I'll have the answer.
Right.
So thank you for that. That's awesome. Okay. And then you have my extension too, Brian. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you get anything down the road, just call me.
Well, hopefully you're lucky. With a number like 777, you better be lucky.
You know what? I requested it 3 times, but I've been with the company for 14 years. And the first 2 times they said, no, it's not available. Someone else has it. And the 3rd time they redid our phone system. They said, okay, you can have it. So my proficiency paid. Yeah. But it's funny to say that because my husband tries to, Las Vegas is only like a 5-hour drive from here. So every weekend he's like, you want to go out of town? You want to go? So he's already working on me for going out of town. So if I told him, listen, Brian told me that I'm lucky, then he'd be like, see, you have to go.
I said, I hope you're lucky. We don't know that yet. We don't know that yet.
I think he wants to just go and hang out at like the sports betting area and see if he feels like he could make any money on the playoff games that are taking off this weekend. You know, I've never done any kind of sports betting or anything like that, but I think that, you know, he wants to just kind of go experience that, you know.
You know what sports are, right?
It's what?
You know what the sport? You know what sports are, right?
What?
It's a distraction. Like back in the day, they had the fight to fight for your life in the Roman Coliseums or whatever.
Oh.
In the big, you know, like you've seen the movie Gladiator, right?
Yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Oh, so
that's literally modern day fucking entertainment. You keep dummies busy while you fuck them.
Yeah.
They fuck up. This whole fucking system is a joke. I don't follow sports.
I agree. You know what? It takes up so much unnecessary energy. I tell my husband that all the time because he'll want to sit home on Sunday and watch every single game that's going on all the different channels. And then I tell him, you know how much time just one game is. Sometimes a game will start and I'll leave and I'll go shopping and then I'll go out to eat and then I'll go to the gym and I'll walk the dogs and I come back and it's just getting to fourth quarter. And I told him, do you know how much I did while you were sitting there just wasting time?
He's just one of them dummies. They're keeping busy.
Yeah. I like that my TV will record all the games, though, because once in a while, if I want to see one, I'll watch it after the fact, and then I can scroll through the commercials. And the game actually goes really fast if you can scroll through the commercials.
They got to advertise. That's what pays for it all.
And it takes forever, like if you're watching them. So, but for some reason, he likes to do it. He enjoys it. So, yep, and I don't know, you know, who he's rooting for or anything like that, but I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to Vegas this weekend. He tries every weekend. Maybe we'll go when it's the Super Bowl weekend, but not this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, but okay, well, thank you so much for getting back to me. I'm glad that we came to a resolution, and in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
Right on.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome, Brian. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.